USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Project Veritas on Monday released part three of its exposed COVID vax series, exposing Johnson & Johnson officials who said children do not need the COVID vaccine because the long-term side effects could be dangerous. On Monday, the Senate met to vote on a continuing resolution advanced by House Democrats to fund the government through December and provide emergency aid for areas affected by Hurricane Ida and Afghan refugees. In a roughly party-line vote, the upper chamber failed to meet the 60-vote threshold to begin debate on the resolution, a move which denied the bill from advancing to a vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The price tag of the proposed $3.5 trillion reconciliation spending bill will likely come down this week through compromise, but paying for it will still crush our economy, Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania, told Newsmax on Monday.
Small business, Rob, is going to go up a legitimate 15%. For so many small businesses throughout my district and throughout America, it crushing their ability to be competitive.
Yeah.
As well as other taxes that will only affect families and enormously increase inflation.
President Joe Biden on Monday received a Pfizer COVID-19 booster dose on camera while saying he'll travel to Chicago soon to call on private employers to mandate vaccines. The president said he's moving forward with vaccination requirements and urged businesses to establish their own vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Germany elected a new chancellor on Sunday. Lance Pry has the numbers.
The center-left Socialist Democrat Party, or SDP, clinched a narrow victory in Germany's historic federal election on Sunday. Chancellor Olaf Scholz is scheduled to form a new government coalition and lead Europe's largest economy into the post-Merkel era. SPD won 25.9% of the vote, and Merkel's CDU bloc had 24.1% following the elections. That's according to early official results on Monday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
R. Kelly is guilty on all counts.
R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred saying she's proud of her client who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let that be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Florida Department of Health official says he will fine Orange County if a Florida government entity goes through with mandating employees get vaccinated against the coronavirus. This carries a $5,000 per individual violation, according to Florida statutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.